Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear war?
How about a nice game of Skyrim?
And we're back. Welcome to episode 23 of Malachi Stentor's audio Let's Play in Skyrim. So, we are here at Rolbthar, and we are headed for Driftshade Refuge, which is the location of the Silverhand and our revenge. So we're going to hop on the horses. At least I hope it's our revenge, right? And Vilkas is going to come dashing after us. Poor guy. But he's up to it, you know, he's a companion. Since he's not controlled by my follower mod, he is a part of a quest. He won't be riding a horse, but that's okay. So right now we are going in the general direction of Driftshade. Oh my, those are difficult trees. Passing this sort of, I guess it's a lake that's at the top of the river that flows down towards Windhelm. I forget if it's got a name. And there's some wolves, but we're just going to run away. Hopefully Vilkas won't aggro on them. I had some trouble with that in the interludes. If you listen to any of them, you know that the AI gets a little funky sometimes. And we were running through Rolbthar for the Ethereum Forge quest. And both Arissa and Vilkas were acting a little weird. But, you know, whatever. No big. So let's just check my map here, make sure that we're heading in the right direction. Yeah, we're going to start heading due north pretty soon and then head for this path here, I think. Here, and that will take us past Fellhammer and Snowpoint Beacon and up towards Driftshade Refuge. And there's that troll. And we're not going to bother with the troll either. Shrouded Grove. There's probably a spring in there.
There's a cave. There may be treasure hidden inside.
I know, Arissa. Well, there might be, but you know, I think that we have better things to do right now than delving for, you know, what might be treasure or might not be. So is that road past or before? It is before whatever, Dunstad or whatever that fort is there. So, you know, let's just take care of this cat while we wait for Vilkas to catch up. Ooh, my. Impressive, Arissa. Very, very impressive. Oh, dear. Now what are you doing? Yeah, that's better. No more of that. Okay. She was about to run off and attack the troll or whatever it was past there. Spriggans, trolls, everything else. Let's look for this path off to the right and north here. There it is. I think that's a cairn. Cairn, sometimes referred to as ducks here in the northeast. If you walk up in the White Mountains, you'll find them referred to as ducks. Let's make sure I get this. Yeah, I'm sort of on the right path here. I guess I could have gone either way, a little farther down. We're going to pass some cave off to the right. Not sure which cave that is. But I see the marker for Snowpoint Beacon up ahead. Then this must be Fort Fellhammer off to the right. Yep. So there should be a path leading up from... Oh, it's already repopulated with bandits, huh? But no, no. Not for us. Oh, bears. God, I hate bears. Oh, my goodness. Okay, careful to sheath the mace here and continue on up the mountain towards Driftshade Refuge. I don't think we're going in the, shall we say, traditional way, but we must be getting close to it here. By this time, we've probably lost Orisa, too. All right. And there's a lighthouse there, and Driftshade Refuge is directly ahead of us. So we're going to stop and park the horse here. And then we're going to wait for an hour. See if we can get our companions to catch up. There's Vilkas. There is Orisa. Drop a quick save here. And let's make sure we've got the right arrows. I know we're low on arrows, which isn't good, but hey, you know what? We have no choice in the matter.
The Sea of Ghosts lies to the northern part of Winterhold. If you have the lungs, we could explore for some sunken treasure.
You hear something?
I don't know, Vilkas. Did you? I was listening to...
Hello? Who's there?
Orisa talk about treasure.
In your precious forests, elf.
I can take you. That's the best you can do.
Yeah. Down with that silver hand.
I love a good fight.
Got that one. Nice arrow shot right over the head there. Well, that's the first two down. And we got some dwarven arrows. That's the kind of thing we're wanting to pick up here. Now, I know that had we chosen to become a werewolf... let's see if there's a trapdoor up here. We might have an easier time of it. But that was not part of Malachi's story. So let's go check into this dead silver hand over here, and then we'll go inside and... As usual, they're very good savers. Always have some cash on hand, probably because they have to afford those silver weapons. Grab some snowberries while we're at it here. All right. And as I've said before, I quick save a lot because I don't have any autosaves set up, because autosaves can really corrupt your game. Even quick saves can, so I have to be careful with them as well. So I think I will probably stop and make a hard save on the inside of the door unless we get attacked immediately. No. Okay, so we're going to do a quick hard save here inside Driftshade, because I have no doubt that we will die perhaps once or twice, perhaps repeatedly. Now, I do have Unrelenting Force selected, and I still have Infestation selected. So let's start with that and see.
What was that?
Over here.
And we'll what's wrong with my spell casting? There we go. Get some spiders going here.
Time to end this little game. I'll skin you alive.
Vilkas, this is your jam. This is where you're supposed to be taking revenge, not just standing there and letting some rotten orc beat you down. Come on. Let's get with the program here. Let's see what... did he leave anything interesting behind? There's a death bell. No, I'm not stopping to read. Oh my goodness. The one issue with the spiders is that they stay in a fairly limited location and don't follow you around. That's fine. If we can... let's see, I wonder where this goes. If we can kite some enemies into the spiders, that works well, but... who's there? Anybody home? Ah, it's a balcony.
Always thought I heard something.
Yeah.
A mistake.
There we go. Oh, that one's wearing the... What do they call that? The cloak of the silver hand or some crap? I don't know. Let's get my bow up here. That's that one down. It is the mantle of the silver hand. We won't touch that with a 10-foot pole. I'll take a silver ingot, though. That was pretty good. Let's see. Where are we? We are, well, in their library, I guess you could call it. Not that they do much reading here, except books about how to kill werewolves or something. Mostly ruined books. I wonder why there's so many ruined books in Skyrim. I mean, this isn't the post-apocalypse here or anything. You'd think that there'd be, you know, a lot of good books. All right. Here's a chest. Oh, you know what? I'm not even going to take time to unlock that. Let's see if we can figure out where we are. There's nothing behind there. I trust if it's a locked door. Is this where we came in?
Huh?
Nope. Come on. And get him. Come on, get him. Get him. Make him explode with spiders. Excellent.
All things considered.
Ah, I see a marker. All right. Let's grab what we can. Oh, good. Orcish arrows. That's excellent. That's the kind of thing we want. And hawk feathers, nice. Hang on, guys. I just want to go in here. I want to make sure we can't get some more arrows or something. All right. Now, come on. Arissa, get out of my way. Thank you. I'm just going to poison my bow here quickly. Paralysis is fine, but, potent spider venom, that's where it's really at. And do the same with the mace, and then back to the bow. Quick save here. And down we go. Now, and through a door. This is where they're holed up. For better or worse, guys, we're getting into it here. This is the lair of the Silver Hand. It is the Day of Reckoning. I like all the barrels. I wonder if those are... I mean, if I had dynamic things loaded... careful. Shh, there's the trap. Get her, come on. Get her. There we go. And she hit the trap. That's good. Unless I can't get by it. No, we can get by it. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Here we go. I guess the barrels are just there to sort of direct you through the maze, but... I don't need any of that. Interesting that you can't really take cover behind them, I guess. Just sort of set dressing. Let's see who's down here. Hello, anybody home? I thought I had some extra spawns going in here.
There's someone there?
Found you!
That's the end of that.
Wow, that was quick. Let the spiders do the work. Alright guys, come on. Let's keep going. Down deeper. I don't need any iron arrows, but... actually, better see what these guys had on them here. More hawk feathers. All hawk feathers are an ingredient in healing potions, which is why the Silver Hand always have them. Healing and cure disease, I should say. Okay. So, that's going down farther. What's going up here? Some poor werewolf. If I let him out, he'll just attack us. They're driven completely insane. We'll try to take care of them on the way out. Instead, I hit my companions with the silly...
That's how a true Nord fights.
Yes, it is. And they don't wear silly tricorns. Ooh, a very good saber. Although I do have a tricorn in my inventory here. We'll leave this poor werewolf alone. Torturing them, skinning them alive. We might not agree with lycanthropy, but we don't support that kind of torture and inhumanity. And down. There's another one down. There we go. Got him with the infestation.
This is the end.
We can jump down here and get behind this fireplace, see if I can get this guy with the... There we go. Got him.
Please don't kill me.
And I gotcha. Alright, that was... Actually, I wasted a potion on that. Beat down. got him with my mace, got her with my mace, which had already been poisoned. So I'm going to repoison it. Hang on one second while I do that. And spider venom. Yes. Or did I do lingering poison? I don't know. let's see. I'll get my bow back out here. And the arrow points at this door. I think we're getting closer, guys. We went down into the cellar, and now we're coming back up? Interesting. I'm going to do a quick save there, because that's where normally we'd have an autosave. See what happens. So we're back in a different section of Driftshade Refuge. Is that the... Is that how this goes? It's been a long time since I've done this, and we're pointing at somebody here. I think I'll get my spell out first, or is this a section of... Yeah, there you are. There they all are. And we're casting this spell at them. There we go. Got one out. And we're going to get him with an arrow here. And another arrow. Got that one. And...
Nobody said it'd be a fair fight.
True Nord fights.
And that's that. And I believe here we have the sections of... the fragments of Ruthrod. Alright, guys. We got him. I believe we have... I don't know if we've wiped them out for good, but we've certainly done lasting damage to the Silver Hand. And it's time to talk to Vilkas. Vanguard Plate. You know... Is that worth carrying? It might be. It's nice armor. Might give that to Orisa. Vilkas.
Let's get back to Yorvaskar. We'll want to pay our respects to Kodlak's spirit.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right. All right, then. Well, that was violent and fruitful, if you call mayhem and murder fruitful. I think we've killed just about every silver hand we could come across. And we're on our way back to Yorvaskar. So I think I'll leave it there on my way out of Driftshade Refuge. We're going to hop on the horses. And we'll probably head for... I think we're closest to Dawnstar. We'll pick up a carriage there and take the carriage back to... To Whiterun, and I believe we have one more battle. I think we have to go to the island way up north there. I can't remember the name of it, but from here we're going to Whiterun first to pay our respects, return the fragments of Uthrod, and report our success to the rest of the companions. So thanks for watching, listening, or both. This is Orisa and Vilkas and the ghost of Stenvar saying goodbye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Opening and closing theme music provided by Visager. Visit visager.us to hear all of his other music. To contact the show, email skyrimaticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to leave an iTunes review if you enjoy what you hear. For all of our other shows, head to asapodcasting.com, including My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis with Jeremy, Game Talk, General Gaming Podcast, The Fallout Feed, Fallout Podcast, Skyrimatic Podcast, and The Chatterbox.